Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is coming back, and He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is His return is very important, very pivotal to history. He's making history. We're making history as we follow Him. As we do precisely what He said do, we are making history. Now, we are on the scene. These are the days of Acts, and also the days of Revelation being fulfilled. See, the days of Acts didn't end, especially with those that kept their first love. If we got our first love intact, we are aware of all things that's going on, because the Holy Spirit makes us aware. He helps us. He guides us into all truth. But people gravitate to what they're comfortable with, what they're used to, what they look up to. With God, you have to look at Him. You have to consider His word. You have to consider His ways. If you do, you'll be all-inclusive. You'll know what's going on in every subject. If all you have to do is believe Him when He give you information. Sometimes people measure it by what they like or what they dislike or what they look up to or who they look up to. Remember, the people we look up to in the past, people of God, men of God, women of God that helped us grow. You're going to grow in life, and you're going to, you know, they taught you in a stage of life. And when people teach you in a stage of life, and that it was glorious when they taught it, and they were beyond their years, things that they said are still relevant. But some things that they taught, the Lord, He gives this generation greater information because we're closer to the end. Now, Charles Capp mentioned that there's time release revelation. I remember when he was teaching that about the end times. And Charles Capp did teach the end times. The Lord taught, He gave him that assignment. He did a good job of it. And this was just before Y2K when he taught this. He went on to be with the Lord years afterwards, but he pointed out some things in Revelation that was key. And he did a very good job of it. It was interesting. And but one of the things he said that he was the only person that I knew of that talked about time-released information. And as we go forward, the Lord gives people things, but if you measure everything by the past, by people of the past, and how they saw things, you're gonna miss it. But if you have to look at the Holy Spirit, this is true all along. People look to people of God, but you have to overlook people of God and look at the Lord, or you're gonna. It's not you won't grow beyond a certain point. You'll expect the past. See, if you follow God, don't expect anything. Just expect that His will be done in you. And they did the same. That's why you look up to people of the past, because they look to the Lord and things happen. But ministries are built looking at the person, at the personality, and what happened in their life, and they stick with it, which is, it works to a point. But when you're following God, you're looking at Him, and when you're looking at Him, He's all inclusive. He's looking at everything, and the scope of your ministry will be broader. And I had to learn. Don't expect. When I ask the Lord for something, there's room for doubt when you expect Him to do it a certain way, because when it don't happen the way you think, then you think it's all over, and it's not. When you trust God and do what He said do, it's going to be like it's going to be. And God's going to do it how He wants to, according to what's most necessary. Remember, the Lord loves everybody. He knows everybody. He knows what will work. What used to work in the past won't work in the future the same way. Sometimes the needs are different. And to get you off the past, you have to look at him. And he knows this. He knows that you want to look over at the past and how things used to go and how old revivals went. People now, they waiting on God to do a great revival in the church. It's going to be just like it was. That's what they expect. That's what they want. That's what they pray for. It's not going to happen that way. I promise you it won't. Then comes along this coronavirus. The people are spread all over the place. Don't even go to church like they once did. This revival is going to be from the heart. I always knew it. God is working with people who love him from the heart. And people that love God from the heart, they have the ability to break through. They have the ability to break through whatever they have to break through. If they love God enough, they will. If they love the world too much, they won't. That's the way it is. Satan's throwing everything he can at people. The church, the enemy has been tempting men all along. And my pastor pointed out that a lot of Christian men are into pornography now. But over the years, and I've been going to church all of my life, I grew up in church. People don't touch temptation. There's no teaching on temptation and how to deal with it at all, period, that I heard with my ears. People don't do that. They don't go there. They don't want to embarrass people. But they will teach about tithes and other things, kind things. But I have not learned over the pulpit how to kill temptation. I learned it from the Holy Spirit. The year I got called to the ministry, and it started right after I got called to the ministry, that's when the temptation started. And it lasted a year. It was half of 87 and half of 88. It took me a whole 12 months to get it straight. And by the grace of God, I didn't fall. Because I kept crying out and asked the Lord, how do I deal with the problem? And he taught me step by step. And most men have never heard anything like that. They're trying to deal with it the best way they can. Not to mention other problems that preachers don't touch. See, when you deal with something, then they feel like, well, if I talk about this, then the wife is going to be offended because her husband is tempted. But everybody gets tempted, men and women. If Jesus got tempted, we all get tempted. And people don't know how to deal with it because they're patterning themselves after their predecessors instead of looking to the Lord. If you look to the Lord will help you deal with things when it's necessary. And the churches would be much stronger. Now I've heard preachers tell people not to do it, to avoid it, but they don't tell them how. And people want to know how. If they don't have enough sense to ask the Lord, they don't learn how. And sometimes men do. I have heard testimonies the Lord would, men would ask the Lord to help them. But they don't go in detail because it's embarrassing. But one scripture pointed out that temptation is common among men. Not just adultery and fornication, but being a thief. People are tempted to steal. They're tempted to lie. They're tempted to do all kind of evil things. James pointed out that every evil work follows envy and strife. But people, if you don't want every evil work, just get rid of the envy and strife. People are not connecting the dots. I used to wonder, why did God say to his people to drive out the Canaanites? Why didn't God just drive them? Man let Satan in the world, man gonna drive him out. We're supposed to drive out the Antichrist. We don't have to put up with his foolishness. We drive him out of our lives, and our influence will help others see. Everybody that gets saved has driven him out of their life. They won't be affected by him. Even the people that live when he's on the scene, they will not be affected by his works. Why? Because they overcame him. They're living above the snake line. And they that do know the law will be strong and do exploits, even in a time where there's gross wickedness and your nation has become a traitor to you. There are leaders in our nation that are traitors. They are buying guillotines to cut people's heads off. I have inside information, because people that I listen to have inside information. Because God is with people who pay attention. Some people pay attention more than others. In the church world, people, you know, preachers coddle people along. If you love God, you're not going to run off with the world. A lot of preachers act like people are going to run off with the world somewhere, because a lot of people do. They didn't love God no way. But those that love God, teach them the word, and they'll do what's appropriate. Now, this is what's going on. People, they try to portray themselves to be strong when they're not. And their relationship with God is weak when it don't have to be. If you're strong, you'll do what it takes until you win. Lord taught me to fight till I win and live in victory. And I've seen so many wonderful works begin, and then if it don't go like they expect, they just quit and do something else. But if you follow God, you follow through. If you follow God at all, you follow through. If you follow through, you're going to learn some things that you can't learn any other way. The Lord's going to show you how to kill the problem at hand. And you'll stop seeing it like Dorothy saw the Wizard of Oz, huge and magnificent and over the top. But when they found out he was just a man in a room with a microphone and cameras, he wasn't even tall. Now, that's how your temptations look. It looked like a big portrayal. And it is all of Satan's temptations, they're designed to look bigger than God in your eyes. But if you're looking at the Lord, you'll see it for what it is, I promise you. And sometimes there's no expectation. People think they just got to live with Romans chapter 7. See, people divided the chapters. Romans chapter 7 was never designed to be divided from chapter 8. And so I've heard preachers preach Romans 7 about how life in the spirit can be, and how life in the world is, and how bad it is. But the solve to that problem is chapter 8, life in the spirit. You overcome it. We don't have to let the world set the pace. Jesus said the world, the children of darkness, are wiser in their generation than we are in ours. So if you learn how the kingdom of God works and operates, it's so easy, and you can become skilled at it. Faith. Kenneth Hagin and Kenneth Copeland taught about faith. Charles Capps taught about confession. Kenneth Hagin and all of them taught about authority. Faith, confessions, authority. Those are tools. They're not designed to be doctrines only. They are tools. If you use them, they work. Now, that's not enough. The guidance of the Holy Spirit. People shy away from that. They do like a crawfish. They back up. They want to be in charge of their life too much. And they want to pattern themselves after others instead of paying attention to the Holy Spirit. If you pay attention to the Holy Spirit, He's going to help you put it all together, especially all of the word that you put in your heart. You have to give Him something to work with. And then He'll work, He'll help you understand the kingdom and how it works. You'll not only be able to have faith in God, but you'll also be able to trust God. And you'll also come to a point as you grow to take God at face value. You'll believe Him when He speaks. You'll receive what He said. You'll receive what He said, then you'll believe it, and then you'll act on it. And when He speaks one time, you'll be able to trust Him that time. And when you act on that trust, as you act on it, it's faith. And faith causes life to flow. As life flows, you're going to learn. As you learn, you're going to grow. But if you limit yourself looking at people and personalities that have been a blessing in the past, you're going to miss the point. But if you go back and do it God's way, you're going to grow from glory to glory. And the glory on your life will be strong. It will make a difference. It will be over the top. And you'll become the kind of person that you look up to. And people will look up to you, but don't let them do it. Point them right on to Jesus. Make them look to Jesus. If they look to Jesus, they'll be over the top. You want to get them out from under Satan's foot and get them over the top, living high above the snake line. You know, the mountains, snakes don't go but so far up a mountain. And different species go different elevations. But when you love God, you can go far, you can live above the snake line. You can know what your enemies are talking about. If you pay attention to God and believe Him, He will teach you how. He'll teach you what your enemies are doing. He'll show you how to be a blessing. And He'll show you what to do. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. And I've had all these things to happen. The Lord taught me, showed me how my enemies think and what they're doing. And I know what they're doing. And when they do it, I'm not surprised. God loves you. And He knows that. He knew that I would love them and not have animosity in my heart against them. And He showed me what they were doing. I could pray for them and overcome whatever they were talking, whatever they had in mind. But I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout our lives. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.